Welcome to South of King's Landing, the Game of Thrones after show from the Explosion Network. I'm Dylan Blunt. Joining me for our first episode of this season, Ashley Hobley.
We're back.
We are.
Finally.
It's only been... It's really weird to think about, actually, because it was our
first... It is kind South of almost 2 years.
Yeah. South of King's Landing was the Explosion Network's first ever proper after show. After me and Nick were the trial runs. For American Gods. And now they're both back. Yeah. Better than ever. Yeah.
Well.
To be seen with this one. But I mean, I'd like to believe it's already.
Depends if you ask Nick or not whether.
All right. So, Game of Thrones is, of course, back for its final season next week. So, ahead of that, this episode will be going over our final predictions for the final season. We'll be going through and discussing the majority of the major characters that remain in the show for its final season, and inspired by a Reddit post that Ash found, which was seemed to be like some person's like workplace betting thing they'd set up or something along those lines to do like a footy tipping type thing at work, I suppose, for Game of Thrones somewhat. Inspired by that, we'll be going through and predicting for a whole bunch of characters. Are they going to end this season alive, dead, or as a White Walker? And then we have 8 final questions to predict at the end of that to discuss a little bit. And then they're all questions that lead to yes or no answers. So we can tally this all up. Me and Ash are going to give our answers here on the show. If anyone else at the Explosion Network that watches Game of Thrones wants to fill out the answers as well. And then by the end of the season, we can officially deem one of us the South of King's Landing prediction.
The winner.
The
Game of Thrones.
The crow. What's the crow called? I don't know. We're like Bran.
Three-eyed Raven.
Yeah, we're the three-eyed Raven. Whoever gets all these. Right, of course. So feel free to play along at home if you'd like to. If you're watching the YouTube version, comments down below. Drop your answers as you're watching. If you're listening to the podcast version, audio version in your car, probably just keep driving. It's not worth pulling over for. Let's get right into it. Of course, we're going to start with one Euron Greyjoy. Bit of a dick.
Yeah, very much a dick. New character towards the end of came in last season, right? So he hadn't, very late to the game.
Yeah. He was like, was it last season or was it season 4? I honestly can't remember if it was like
I'm pretty
late
sure it was
the last season or early the previous season, I guess.
I feel it was last season. So
okay. Yeah, so he comes in, he fucks up Yara, takes a hostage, becomes best friends with Cersei. And now he's ran away by the end of the last season after seeing the White Walkers, and he was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to go back to my home and hide away there. That seems like a good idea. Because we're surrounded by water, and Jon Snow tells him that they can't get to water.
Yeah, that's true.
But with all that said, how do you reckon it's going to end up for him at the end of this season?
I guess he's going to die.
Die?
Yeah, and maybe become a White Walker. I mean, the Night King's got a freaking dragon. I mean, he can get across the water pretty good.
Yeah, he doesn't know about the dragon.
No.
Or what else?
And they seem pretty smart. They can make boats, little steel boats.
Yeah. I mean, they've worked their way across water before. Well, I mean, not like actually through the water, but they got stopped by water once before and they still found a way to get around it, you know.
Am I just imagining things, or do they walk underwater for something? Is this this show or something else?
Well, it's I feel like it's up in the air somewhat, because I feel like we did see, but then I'm like, is it the smarter ones? Because I know that like, they're not proper zombies, but I do feel like, you know, obviously there's
some of them smarter than other ones.
Yeah, it's like other the upper class White Walkers versus the skeleton just whatever ones. I know, obviously there's differing levels of smart and ability to them somewhat.
Yeah. So I could definitely see him dying, and then because it's like a White Walker attack, him being turned. I think.
Well, you gotta lock in one. Cool. So White Walker or dead?
Yeah. White Walker.
White Walker. Okay. I'm just gonna go with dead. Because I'm just going to say that Theon or Yara actually gets to enjoy killing him. And that's it.
Okay.
Because Theon's, obviously, last season, it ended with him getting into a row with a bunch of people and, like, kind of proving himself a little bit again and, like, getting some respect back. And then him and those bunch of men were going to go rescue Yara. What's the plan?
Do you reckon he took Yara with him, or did he leave him at King's Landing?
I just reckon... No, I reckon she's just... She's going to be, you know, he's going to be walking her around the Iron Islands just, like, as a... Showing like her off, like, look what I did, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Like a Theon thing.
Yes, yeah, somewhat, I guess, yeah.
Theon Reek thing.
Yeah. And I reckon last season, Theon has to get some sort of, like, comeback saving grace, I guess. They've been working on having that character come back from the dark side somewhat. So I can see Theon killing him, or at least Theon rescuing Yara and then Yara, like, killing him. So, yeah, I'm going with dead. Dead as a doorknob. All right. The next... The next character we have is one Beric. What's his? I always forget his last name. Dondarrion? Yeah, there we go. Sure.
Yeah, that sounds good.
One Beric Dondarrion, also known to people who can't remember his name as the dude with the fire sword.
The guy who doesn't die.
The guy who doesn't die. Yeah. Last we've seen him, what did he do? He's just fucking around, really. He's at the wall, wasn't he?
Well, he got returned. Yeah, I guess so.
So he's still at the wall?
Came back from the dragon attack, so he...
Yeah, so they're still sitting at the wall.
It's probably with the hanging out with the hand or something.
Yeah.
They didn't really focus on him in that last
episode. Not really, so. Not in the last thing. There's like, I was already struggling to keep up with the characters and time-traveling shenanigans that they had going on, as was a kind. So what do you reckon is going to happen to him this season?
Dead. He's going to
straight die. Up dead? Just no, like proper
finally going to feel that sweet relief.
Yeah.
Because what's his face isn't around anymore to bring him back. So
that's true. He's a wizard dude or whatever we actually call him. Whatever his name was.
We're really great Games of Thrones experts.
Look, who is really a Game of Thrones expert?
There's a lot of them. I'm sure there's probably people with degrees in Game of Thrones.
Look, it's been 2 years, doctorates. Ash. Doctorates in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like dissertations or whatever. I don't know. PhDs in Game of Thrones.
No, let's say no. What are you gonna say? So you're just gonna say dead as a doorknob.
Dead. Him.
I'm too gonna say dead as a doorknob. Just feels like fitting for the character, I guess. So yeah, I'll go with that. What are we going to say for Gendry? Little old Gendry sitting around somewhere. Sitting around, he's like been floating around between seasons. He was last seen, he went beyond the wall with them on their little mission. It's a dude from...
Yep. He ran back.
He's going to come back. Everyone, there's a whole bunch of people who reckons he should take the Iron Throne. I'm sure he's got his fans. You know, take that Baratheon blood.
No, spent those 6 years previous rowing that boat, building those biceps up.
Yeah.
I think he's going to end up dead.
Dead.
I just hope he gets one scene with Arya. That's all. You know,
gets to see her again. Say hi.
Yeah.
After he basically saved her life somewhat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then dead. Stabbed.
I'd like to point out somewhat that we have not kept a single character alive thus far. Not a single character.
To be fair, you started from probably the bottom of the pecking order, so.
Well, yeah, all right, fair enough.
I mean.
I'm giving him alive.
Okay.
I'm going with alive because I don't feel like there's any real reason why he has to die. You know what I mean? Like, he can just be a character that we probably barely see anything of. They kind of wrap up his story somewhat, and then he's just, like, left alive. He doesn't need any big ending. So, yeah, I'm going with alive, sure. Why not? Not everyone needs to die. Come on now. The next character we have is Daenerys's right-hand man, I guess. Main.
Head of the army. Head of the Unsullied.
Head of the Unsullied. Mr. Grey Worm. I believe they like to call him Mr. So obviously he's going to, whatever the battles are coming, but with the White Walkers or like with Cersei, he's obviously going to be the front lead on those fights and stuff. So what do you think is going to go down with Grey Worm?
I feel like he's going to die as well.
Oh my god.
Or yeah, and or Missandei's going to die. And the other one's going to be mourning the other one, you know? There's definitely a scene I can see them putting in there.
Yeah. As much as it sucks, I'm just going to go with... Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to chuck in my first hammer at this one. I'm going to go White Walker. Because I feel like having him become a White Walker has obviously like emotional resonance.
Oh, man. What if like he dies, Missandei's got her in his arms, like crying or whatever, and then he turns and then eats her face off?
Wow, now it's a proper zombie show. But yeah, I'll just
then they both turned.
Because for a bunch of characters, if he turns to a White Walker and then he like comes in, you can see that being an emotional scene. Like if he comes in and they're like, no, like Grey Worm, blah, blah, and then they have to kill him. His own people have to kill him, or his own lover or queen or whatever. So yeah, grab that. How about... Tormund Giantsbane. I was like, what is his last name again?
White Walker. Yep. He's gonna get it early, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And then White Walker Tormund's gonna come up against Brienne.
Okay. No,
all those shippers, sorry, it's sunk.
I'm just going dies in battle. I gotta pick my White Walker ones strategically, because I feel like if too many people become White Walkers, it becomes a joke, and you know there's not enough emotional things. And you could be like, well, Dylan, why would they have little old Grey Worm turn to a White Walker? He's surely not as big as a character as Tormund. And I'm like, yeah, but it depends how they do it. You know, depends
he's
how
been
they
against Daenerys' side for forever.
Yeah,
so.
I just feel like seeing him die in battle will be sad plus rewarding somewhat. To at least know he dies
for a purpose, to turn into a White Walker.
Like in a way that he's probably okay with somewhat, I guess, you know? In some sort of fashion. All right. Next one. Little old Podrick. Little Pod.
He's definitely going to live.
Yeah. I'm locking this one in as well very early. Alive for sure. There's no reason that he really has to die. There's no real emotional death I could see. No White Walker turn that would really make sense or be whatever. He just feels like a character that leaving alive at the end of the series will be nice for the audience and just make sense for that character.
Because
he's like one of the few kind of pure good characters in the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's just innocent enough to not need to die.
100%.
Well, you know, you just see him like scraping his way through, getting by the skin of his teeth, accidentally being kept alive. That's more than.
Well, he can fight now, somewhat, I guess.
Yeah, he could fight, but it's not like taking out swaths of White Walkers.
No.
He's just, he's fortunate enough to be alive at the end.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe he ends up on the throne. We'll get.
No.
He's the only person left alive. He climbs over the bodies. He just sits down. He's like, I guess it's my time. Yeah. All right. Next person we'll go with is Bronn. Or Sir Bronn these days, I guess, as they call him.
Yeah, I think he's going to die.
Yeah. Die? No White Walker?
No. Just die? He's going to sacrifice himself for somebody, you know.
You really?
All this talk of doing everything for money and then, you know, the moment comes.
Mm. You reckon who would it be then? So, right, well, I've got a theory. So I'll see if you're... Do you want to go?
You feel it's got to be Tyrion, but...
That's what I'm on. I feel like a lot of people would jump to, like, obviously he's got a closer relationship with Jaime and stuff now. But I feel at like when moment, it when it comes down to him, I could see Tyrion being in danger, even if they're on opposing sides of the battlefield at one stage, and then him just suddenly having something like his slight good side click, and then him saving Tyrion. after Ollie went through with him. So yeah, I'm gonna go. I'll go with that as well. I'm going with dead, and I'm thinking saving Tyrion or something along those lines would be good. Either way, I don't see him surviving the show at all. He's just like he's a wild gun just out there waiting to die, basically at this stage. Yep. So, all right, next person we got is Sir Davos. Sir Davos Seaworth.
Yeah, I see him dying as well.
Oh, that's sad, though.
I know it is sad. That's why.
He's like one of a few. I wouldn't say he's obviously pure good or anything like in that, but he is one of the more good characters. Like, obviously, you see what he's gone through for the show and all these sorts of things. What he had to put up with, what's his fake? Baratheon. No.
Stannis,
thank you. What he had to put up with Stannis and all these sorts of things. So, yeah, I don't know. Seeing him die, that's the first one I'm like, oh, even thinking about it is, no, don't like it. How do you reckon he's going to go then?
Oh, just in battle, you know. Mm. It'll be a heroic moment, but, yeah.
You reckon he's actually going to die in battle in, like, a heroic moment?
Yeah, I think so.
Not just random, sure. I am, because I cannot let my hopes and dreams get past me on this one, and I'm going to hope there's some good left in this show by the end of it, and not all the good characters just die. I'm going with Alive. Going with Alive. Come on, Davos.
Okay.
See it through. See it through, old mate. Come on. Next character we have is one Lady Brienne of Tarth.
She's going to live.
But what do you reckon her story is going to be this season then, I guess?
You know, she and Pod, they're just going to be
team
making it through. Yeah. She's going to be the front lines, helping everybody, and she's going to be a world-renowned warrior, famous warrior at the end.
I'm going with dead, and she dies, fulfilling her mission to the Stark somewhat, I guess, in some formal fashion. Be that Arya, be that Sansa, someone. I feel when it finally comes to the end of whatever these big battles are going to end up being, and she's there, and that's kind of been her mission the entire show, you know, Catelyn Stark through to following, protect her daughters, blah, 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 blah. She's going to die protecting one of the Stark daughters, because that's been her mission. And she's not out to die, obviously. She's not out, I'm looking for a battle to die honorably, but she is very honor-bound. And the moment that the battle starts and she sees one of those kids in danger, I guess, you know she's just going to run in there without a second thought about having to save them. Now, who could she die to in battle? I don't. That's the interesting part. Whether it's just
Walker, Stannis.
Well, that would be fucking some fucked up shit for sure.
Yeah,
but it's like it would. We already saw her and the Hound go at it, and the Hound's obviously not a easy fight. But
the Mountain.
Maybe the Mountain. Maybe that would actually be an interesting and good emotional twist to lead to Clegane Bowl. Is the Mountain kills Brienne. And then, as if he didn't already need enough fire under his belly to want to kill him, his own brother, the Hound sees Brienne die, and that leads to him charging in there. Oh,
yeah!
This fan fiction writing is happening.
Trying to kill Arya, that's the moment that Cersei decides she's going to turn on everybody, sends them out after the Starks and Arya, and
The Hound wouldn't like seeing Arya. Yeah. Maybe they both run in there trying to fight the Hound. Trying to find the mountain off Arya or something.
Yeah. 2-on-1.
Because Arya's going after the mountain as is, because motherfuckers on the list. Yeah. Here we go. Now we're hitting the spots.
Ultimate team up with double up moves and stuff. Mm,
some real up kick-ass fucking fight scene, something. All right. This fan fiction is never going to be...
Yeah.
The show's never going to live up to this fan fiction, but it's pretty good fan fiction happening.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next one. Lord Varys. been slinking around the show since season one, being a little fucking worm.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's going to live, but I could easily see him dying, like in a, getting stabbed, like in the dark, like betrayed by somebody.
I'm going to go dead. I'm going to go dead because he deserves it. I feel like...
What?
He does deserve it. He's fucking playing all sides, this entire show, just whatever.
For the works, good of the world.
Whatever works out better for... Yeah, whatever. Fucking Nazi sympathizer Varys over here. No. Has to die. I feel like him dying kind of like Littlefinger last season is a lot of audience members, myself included, would be like, yes, finally. Kill that motherfucker. You know, you need some kills that the audience like, as well as kills that obviously deaths that the audience like.
I think people like Varys.
Look, maybe they like to hate him, but he's a dick.
No, they just like him.
No. Who the fuck likes
him? Yeah.
No. Get out of here. All right, next one. Gilly.
Yeah, she's going to die.
Oh. Going to kill the mother of my child. I mean, the mother of someone's child.
Your
I mean,
child.
The mother of Sam's adopted child.
Yeah, the White Walkers are coming for that baby to turn it.
Why are they obsessed with
the
it?
The brother. Yeah.
They're just like...
I don't know. Okay. I know, that's the secret that will be revealed by all these babies. They're being given to the White Walkers.
As much as I hate to say it and agree with you, I'm going dead too. Just because if we move on to the next person, because the next person we can talk about is Samwell Tarly, which I'm going to lock in straight away and alive on because another like pure good character, right? I feel can see living. But instead of, like, they're not going to kill him, but they're going to fuck him up because he's going to see Gilly die. And he has the baby and he has to, like, obviously look after it and all these sorts of things. So yeah, that's what I'm going. He lives, she dies. He has the baby. What are you going with?
Pretty tempted to say dead.
Really?
Oh, but I think he is going to live, yeah. Like,
you can't kill
Sam. Because I could totally see him dying in John's arms, you know?
In John's
best,
arms?
Yeah, the best of friends.
Yeah, that's a scene. All right.
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay, alive. But Sam lives for sure. Next person we have is the Hound. What do you reckon is going to happen with the Hound this season?
I think he's going to live.
Mm-hmm.
Because, honestly, I think he wants to die, but kind of.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of Benny's thing, I guess. You don't reckon they're going to give him the death?
Okay. No.
I'm also going to go with alive. And I'm going to save my reasoning for why to one of our bonus questions later.
All right.
Just teasing that one up.
Teasing it out. Keep watching this episode.
Keep watching this episode of South of King's Landing, everyone. Stay tuned. next person. Jorah Mormont.
Oh. He's going to die.
I like the way he said it. You're like, he's going to die. Yeah, I'm saying die as well. But why is
Is he going to turn into a White Walker, though? Nah, he's already had too many afflictions.
So. Yeah, he's already got stuck with that stone shit once.
No, yeah, he's just going to straight up die.
Yeah, I reckon he's dying. I reckon he's dying protecting Cersei. That's kind of like...
Daenerys?
Daenerys. My bad. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, no. But he's going to die protecting Daenerys. That seems to make sense for the character and kind of what his... whole arc story of the show's kind of been leading to, I guess, dying in battle for her at one stage or another.
Yep.
Then she'll be really upset, of course, and realize that she loved him this entire time.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
Too late, though.
Too late. You're fucking your cousin.
Nephew.
Nephew, sorry. Whatever, it doesn't really make a difference, I don't think.
Not really in this world.
No, not really at all. The next person quickly is Melisandre.
She could, I see her living.
You see her living? Yeah, I'm just gonna go alive. I just reckon she slinks into the background. Bees all.
Yep.
Bees all.
Fucking, she takes off that necklace, turns to that old lady, and then nobody recognizes her to do anything.
I don't know. I just feel like she loops somehow. I guess. Just can't see her dying really, or Tinga White Walker. Go Theon Greyjoy.
Dead.
Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. Right. Why? What's the go there?
I just feel like he's going to die. I mean, that's the natural arc. He's lost everything. He's going to save his sister, feel good, and then die not long after.
Okay.
Maybe even die trying to save his sister. If I'm assuming that the White Walkers attack and take out Euron, then they might all die in the same attack. Squabbling.
I'm going dead too. Simply because I'm seeing his high being and his redemption being saving Yara, but then dying like in the battle to save her, or in like the following escape from there, or something like that. And then Yara comes out on top, and Yara, because Yara's the one, if anyone, that deserves to live and lead the Ironborn. It's her. So. And, like, he obviously did a lot of fucked up shit. He went through some fucked up shit. I don't know. It's got, like, redemption, but then you kill him. Just seems like where the show would would go, if it's going to go any route with his character. All right, so how about Yara, then?
She's going to die.
Fuck me, Ash. No! All right, why is she done? Because obviously I'm locking in the
wire. Again, I think the Ironborn gets taken out by the White Walkers.
Just
less challenges to the throne. Yeah, just
all of them gone.
Just take out the entire Greyjoys. All the Ironborn are gone. Because then the White Walkers don't have to worry about any ships. No escape.
No escape. No, I'm sticking with my Yara has to live. Yara has to live. All right, let's get to. We're kind of in the big. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The big 8. Kind of what we're at, I guess, at this stage. Starting with Daenerys Targaryen herself.
I think she lives.
Oh, this one?
Yep.
I feel like you either fall heavily on one side or heavily on the other when it comes to her, for sure.
I mean, she could totally die, but I think she's going to live through this experience and get that throne.
Okay.
Fucking her nephew.
I'm going alive. Because for a lot of people, she's the person everyone wants to win the show, obviously. To win the Iron Throne. Win the show. Yeah. And I don't really know about that far, but I just can't see her dying, because to a lot of people consider her to be the hero of the show. And I definitely feel like it would be a brave move to piss off the fan base in the final season by killing what people have kind of thought of as the main hero. Because a lot of time it was like, oh, it's this Stark. And the Starks keep dying. Fuck them. Daenerys is the main character of the show. We finally realized Daenerys has been the main character of the show this entire time. So
she's the one doing good things, freeing slaves. And
I'm just going with life.
Raising dragons.
For that reason. Okay, let's get through some Lannisters. Starting with Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion is going to die.
No, Ash.
Yeah.
No.
I think Cersei's going to get him. You know? Going to kill off Tyrion, and then, spoilers, she's going to die, and it's going to feel super satisfying.
No. I'm going with alive. He can't kill... I don't know. Once again, killing Tyrion, that's a brave choice. That's a very I'm not saying the show is against doing brave and out there choices story-wise, of course. But I'm like, Tyrion, that's a lot of people's, that is, like, I would say more so than any other character. A lot of people's just majority favorite character. If you did a poll of X amount of Game of Thrones fans and like was audio characters and favorite, least favorite, I think Tyrion would come out as the majority winner of that sort of poll, for sure. So, I don't know. And I just feel like he's going to be behind the scenes a lot. I don't really see how, in what sort of battle he could die. I'm not, no, a lie. alive. He has to see it through. He sees it through. I don't care if he's on the losing side and the show literally ends kind of dark for him where he's just succumbed to on the run and living in the slums and he's just like drinking, which is a dark ending.
On a boat to Braavos or something.
Or something like that where it's like, well, that was his tale, I guess. But I just see him alive still for sure. I cannot handle the thought of Tyrion dying after all this length. Plus, we all know that any bell scene he's in, he just gets knocked out and wakes up. He did do that one bell scene. I just think back to season one where they didn't have the budget to show the bell scene, so they just like knocked him out. all right, let's go with Jaime Lannister.
He's going to live.
You got some. Okay. Why? What do you reckon his story is this season?
It's just a redemptive arc. I mean, he was the dick at the start of the season, comes out the self-sacrificing hero who doesn't necessarily sacrifice himself, but like turns against the love of his life, arguably, and helps save the day.
Yeah, I'm going with alive, and I'm just going with he kills Cersei this season, and that's his story, basically. That's his entire story. I was expecting it to happen in the last episode last season. I thought they were building towards it, and that being like the shock end of season moment. But obviously he's left the city, but I could still see him being the one that's like, just puts an end to it kind of thing. He's like, well, no one else can but me, and just puts an end to Cersei. As much as it would wreck him. If he's going to die, I reckon it would be something like he literally kills them both or some ridiculous thing like that. I don't know. Because he's not going to have any epic battles anymore, really.
No. Probably not.
So, yeah, I'll just go with alive. I'm going with alive. Then it makes the next person an easy lock for me, of course. But Cersei Lannister.
Dead.
Yeah, Cersei.
The question is, will it be as satisfying as Littlefinger dying or Joffrey dying or what's his face dying? The Bolton kid, Ramsay.
I reckon it will be because a lot of people know that. A lot of people hate that character, obviously. You're meant to hate her. So, however she dies, it's going to be somewhat enjoyable, I feel, honestly. And if I'm going with Jaime killing it, that's satisfying to me. And if that's what I'm locking in is what I think is going to happen, seeing Jaime actually kill her finally. That's satisfying because she'll be betrayed by her biggest love, you know?
Yeah. I know. I kind of feel like maybe Sansa and Arya will team up.
Just to stab the fuck out of it. You reckon they're going to get that close to the city ever in this season? That's my only problem. Like, if she's sitting behind... If we're presuming that she's going to spend the most of the season sitting behind the Iron Throne, like in the Iron Throne, I guess, in King's Landing, then... Like, do you ever see Sansa and Arya getting all the way down there?
I don't know. Maybe it's like the last episode, the war is won, you know, and she's overthrown and she's like held captive and possibly. She'll be executed.
Yeah. But that's because I have a lot of.
They're going to wait 9 months so she can give birth.
Yeah. And then kill a child. Because, that's some fucked up shit.
No, because they're good people. They're not going to kill this child. They're pro-life, and they're gonna murder her, not execute her after her child is born.
It's a possibility. She has a thing about children, so
yeah.
My biggest problems with trying to predict stuff for this season is A, obviously the trailers show nothing at all, really.
I haven't even bothered watching any because
I get nothing, so they're not helpful at all, and then also, I was so gung-ho and hung up on the idea last season, and it was like, here's what's going to happen. This season, they're going to wrap up the storyline of Cersei, because then the last season can focus entirely on the White Walker War and that sort of stuff. And then, of course, that didn't happen, and now I'm like, I don't know. I was so attached to that theory last season that it's kind of ruined my thought plans for the rest of the season. Okay, so next we have Bran.
I think I think he's going to die. Because I feel like he's got a connection to the head White Walker dude, the Night King. And I feel if one dies, the other's going to die.
I'm going White Walker.
Ooh.
Because of that whole connection and so on and whatever's going on there. Some weird shit is going on with Bran, obviously. There is some fucked up shit going on with Bran. And between being Three-Eyed Raven and his connection with the Night King. And then there's all those theories about the Night King actually being Bran, of course. And, you know, we've had time travel-y weird shit happening so far in this show. Like, I'm going White Walker for these reasons, I guess, somewhat. Just because I could just see him ending up there as a little white walker. All right. Next person we have Arya Stark.
Lives? Yeah.
What's her story this season then?
You know, she's just going to be badass murdering White Walkers and then murdering people who are betraying them. You know?
I'm going alive too, because I feel like that's the only outcome for her that I would be okay with. Yeah. Because obviously she like all the Starks, went through some fucked up shit, but then she also went through some fucked up shit in whatever that town's called.
Braavos.
Braavos, yeah. She went through some fucked up shit there, obviously. She's done her part of a horrible season, or two horrible seasons, really. And then she's done a lot of nothing and was kind of for a couple of seasons there. And it was a lot of people's complaint that nothing much was happening with her character. And then last season, she finally comes back. She's coming back. But then even then, she didn't really do much. You know, it was a lot of pettering around and just hanging around and
just setting up Littlefinger.
It was setting up Littlefinger, and then that's all, really. So I'm like, this season, come on. We have to fight. They keep being like, look how cool she can fight. Brienne's like, she can fucking kick ass, all these sorts of things. I'm like, come on. After all these seasons of her being set up as this mega assassin, I need more than just that one scene of her slitting whatever the caretaker from Harry Potter's throat, that fucking dude. I need a little bit more than that, you know what I'm
Walter
saying?
Frey.
Walter Frey, thank you. I need a little bit more than her just getting revenge on Walter Frey. Sorry.
No. She lives. She wears some White Walker masks and
goes in and sneaks in.
Infiltrates,
White Walkers that way, sure. Alright, how about Sansa Stark then?
She's going to live as well.
Sibling. She's going to live as well? So you're just going with both Stark sisters live through to the end?
Yep.
All right. I'm also going with that. Basically for the same reasons, similar to Sansa, where she's already gone through so much fucked up shit that I do feel like killing her at this stage is just not, like, good. it's just like, she went through some, much like Sansa.
I think the Starks have taken enough hits.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, much like Arya, Sansa has gone through seasons of fucked up shit, and then last season was a lot of setting up to kill Littlefinger, and now give me the last season where she actually just like kind of leads the Starks, I guess, to victory somewhat, and proves that she was the ultimate Stark all along. Yeah, so that's what I'm going with her. Okay, so our last person is, he doesn't know nothing, he knows something, Jon Snow.
He's going to live.
Oh, I feel like that's a hot take somewhat. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not a hot take more so than, like...
For all I know, he might die at some point in this season, and then Melisandre just brings him back again.
Brings him back to life, yeah. I don't know. I don't think he would want to come back again.
Well, he might not have a choice.
Yeah. All right, what do you reckon is going to happen then, I guess?
You know, he's going to lead the charge against the White Walkers, him and Danny. They're going to end up together, even though... And I feel like they never find out about their relationship.
Really? Mm. Even after the whole setup with Bran at the, like, he's like, I gotta tell John something and all that sort of stuff. In the last
episode. Sam will see him and Danny together and he's happy and he's like, no, I'm not gonna say anything. It's not important. Because it's gonna end up on the throne, technically. So.
It's a hard one, John. Jon Snow is a hard one. Because, of course, the problem is he's died once. Can you kill him again and still have it be like
meaningful
or emotional or anything along those lines? And I'm going to say yes as I lock in that Jon Snow is going to die. And he's going to die in like the final episode, final battle, or something like that in the fight against the White Walkers or something along those lines. It's going to go down hard, but he'll save the day at the same time. Something along those lines. That's how I see it. It could happen. I just feel like, honestly, he's just on... I wouldn't say he's out to die, but at the same time, he just feels like he's running head charge into stuff, not really caring if he does or not, because he's on like such a mission to stop the White Walkers. I don't think he really cares if he does die at this stage. He's got like such a...
mission... you can't stop him if you're dead.
I guess, but like he just seems to be like, whatever, as long as I can achieve my goal. Yeah, I know. For some reason, I'm like, I don't know. Santa Arya plus Jon Snow alive at the end of the season seems too good to be true. You know? But that just seems too good to be true for the show. But you're going with the...
Jon over in King's Landing helping run the country. The Stark girls up at Winterfell running that.
Seems like too nice of an ending, though. I guess it's my...
But all these other people are dead. Look at this long list of names that we said are going to die.
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to, look, I want him to live. Let me clarify.
Doesn't sound like it.
Let me clarify. I want him to live. I'm just locking in my prediction that he's going to die because I don't see all three living. I just feel like that's too happy of an ending for this show in particular. Okay, so that's all of our character predictions. Not a whole bunch of White Walkers being locked in between us. A whole bunch of people being locked in is dead, though. I can't really do a count because it's a lot of people, but it seems like we've killed 3/4 of the cast between us. So
I don't know. It looks like more like half. There's a lot of A's in there. Alives.
There's a few. There's a couple. All right, let's go bonus questions. So 8 questions. I think nearly all of them, as I said before, are yes, no answers. Maybe one or something. Does Jon ride a dragon in the final season of Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yes. I am also saying yes, if not only because that is such a fan servicey moment. And if there's anything I learned from the last season, it's now that they've gone off the books, they're more than willing to fulfill fan servicey moments. And that is definitely one of them. Do you reckon he just does it naturally, or Daenerys is like, here, come here, let me teach you how to ride this dragon? Which way?
I think it's just a spur of the moment thing.
Just jumps on, charge battle.
Yep.
Jumps on dragon.
Yep.
Fair enough. Does Arya kill everyone on her list by the end of Game of Thrones season 8?
No.
Who do you reckon she doesn't kill?
I don't think she kills Beric. I don't think she kills the Hound. And I think she's going to kill Cersei, but
okay. Yeah,
I don't think she's going to kill Melisandre.
Yeah. Was Melisandre on the list?
Yeah. Well, that's what it says on this list I'm looking at.
I didn't know Melisandre was on the list. What would she be on the list for?
I don't know, for stealing Gendry.
I guess, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm going with no as well, because it just seems like she has a whole bunch of really important characters on the list.
There's a lot of names left on this list. Yeah. Like 7 people, so.
Yes, so it just seems like too much. Like, the list was set up as a cool concept to build her as, like, revenge, but I feel like you can still kind of tick off her getting revenge and feeling good about it without her actually clearing that list fully. Next one. Will time travel be a major plot point in the final season of Game of Thrones?
No, it will not. It'll be we'll still get visions and stuff of him going back and that sort of thing, but I don't think it'll be a major factor.
I'm going with yes, because of the Bran stuff. And by time travel, I don't actually mean like he's going to travel backwards and forwards. I'm obviously talking about hold the door type, him interfering with time somewhat and changing it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say a major plot point that's really important to the outcome of the final season is caused by Bran, like, going back and putting stuff into people's minds or, like, taking over character and doing something. You know what I mean? That in the past causes ripples through to the future. Kind of like the hold the door, Hodor thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with. Which is like, oh, people are like, well, it's not really time travel because he doesn't travel, but, like, time manipulation, I guess, is the thing. But yeah, I'm going with that one. How many dragons are alive in the final season by the end of the final episode?
I'm gonna say one.
One?
Drogon's gonna be only dragon standard.
The one everyone actually knows the name of.
Yep.
Everyone forgets the rest. I'm gonna go zero because I feel like seeing them all dying bells obviously going to be emotional moments and stuff, but then also kind of ending the season once again with dragons being extinct, like, sits, yeah. Then it's like, I don't know, like the idea of them around and being like the happy ending of course is Daenerys sitting on the throne, camera zooming out, like shows the dragons flying above and be like, yeah, dragons and all that sort of stuff, like them dying again kind of resets it to all dragons are back to being extinct somewhat, like I just don't want all these dragons floating around. The show is obviously fantasy, but it's also been a show where there's not really that many fantasy elements in it, and it likes to live. It's like a fantasy show where all the fantasy type stuff is usually killed or dead out or extinct somewhat and all these whatever else. So I don't see the show ending where it's set up the next period in the whatever, it, like from the Bronze, Silver Age, or however you want to call it, that the next age is like, oh, more dragons being bred. So now in the future, there'll be more dragons, I guess.
Yeah.
Do any past, dead, or et cetera, cast members return this season in one way or another?
Yes. I don't know who, but I'm saying yes so I can get this prediction correct.
I'm also saying yes because it's a very open question, but
yeah.
I'm like, in my mind I'm thinking flashbacky type stuff would count, obviously, and they did that last season somewhat, and I'm like, I don't know, like flashbacky moment, new scene.
Oh, well, Sean, if you include flashbacks, then it definitely will be.
Well, you don't know if it definitely will be. It's like, it's
absolutely. If we don't get a scene of Bran talking to Ned Stark, I would be very disappointed.
Yeah, well, that's basically why that's kind of the route I'm going with, for sure. But don't forget that the character that played him last time was obviously a real young version. It wasn't Sean Bean.
I'm talking Sean Bean.
But I'm thinking it's Sean Bean, like, yeah, this time, or something along those lines, is what I'm thinking. Or even Catelyn Stark.
Yeah. That's another good choice, yeah.
Who wins in Clegane Bowl? Now, I saved this one when I was talking about
us.
Us. Yeah, I saved this when I was talking about the Hound. I'm gonna say Hound's alive because his big battle this season is obviously going to be versus his brother, and I'm gonna say he wins that battle. So,
yep, the Hound definitely wins. That's Hound is gonna win with Arya with the assist.
Plus 15 points for the assist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like that's such a big moment that the show's kind of been building towards, that for them to fuck it up and not have the Hound finally win that battle. I don't see it going any way. Hound, satisfactory for the audience. Who sits on, this is the big one, who sits on the Iron Throne at the end of the final episode of Game of Thrones?
Daenerys.
I'm going with the tricky answer that I've seen a lot of people kind of like throwing around that I've last couple months I've become a fan of. I'm going to say no one because it's knocked, it's destroyed.
Well, yeah, okay, so the actual Iron Throne, but the person leading the
I'm going to say no one's leading the country when it ends. I'm going to say it's they go through some sort of disarray out of like king leadership, and you know what I mean? Like,
they knock and down then the eventually they unite, and then somebody will be on top.
But will they?
Yeah, will that's they? How every single country in the world works.
But will they? No,
there's always one.
There's always one.
There's always one definitive leader that you can blame everything on.
Well, yeah, kind of, but they're not like a sole ruling party. Like, it's different. Like, kings and queens and stuff are different to even Trump, who everyone points a finger at, but he's still like the leader of a like he still can't just make decisions willy nilly like a king could back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, he can't just be like,
but you're talking about who sits on the Iron Throne, which is the leader of the country.
Yeah, I. All right. So if I say the Iron Throne's been destroyed, then we're still going to say the question is who's, like.
I mean, that's why I'm wording it, so you don't cheap out and not give up a correct answer.
Okay, so then it's like figuratively who sits on the Iron Throne, even if it's destroyed. It's so hard. Daenerys. Daenerys as well. Feels like the happy ending, I guess. But yeah. Then I don't know if the show's going to go with the happy ending. You know what I mean?
I mean, for all we know, the Night King kills everybody. So
I don't like the idea of that ending where everyone's like, oh, the Night King sits on the throne. I'm like, that's silly. That's a silly ending. I don't see that happening. That seems
he doesn't sit on the throne. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care about that stuff. Like, what's he going to do?
He's just going to kill everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's not happening. That's not a real thing.
It could happen.
So Danny. Danny for both of us then. Even though I'm saying it's going to be destroyed. Then the last question I have is, just, I chucked on at the last second because I was like, well, you've got to take this into account somewhat. Does the final season include any shoehorned in stuff that's set up for the Game of Thrones prequel series that is in the works at the moment?
No.
Okay.
There might be like a flashback, and maybe there's a certain actor that will be playing a role in the other one, but it's set like 1,000 years or something before the events of Game of Thrones, so I can't expect too much.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no as well, because I feel like the show, like the kind of, I'm just hoping that they let them do their own thing, and it's like they went like, hey,
they got so much to do, and only so much time.
So. Yeah. But it was something that I was like, it's worth considering, given that I like, as much as Game of Thrones is ending, I like HBO wants you to know that
it's still in the Game of Thrones business,
but there's more coming, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, this story's ending, but the Game of Thrones universe isn't going anywhere quite yet. Like, we have another show coming.
Does the final episode end with a trailer for the next series?
They haven't started shooting it, I don't think, have they? Yeah. I know they've cast people for it and all these sorts of things.
I don't think I have. Yeah,
that's as far as they've got, I think. All right, last thing I suppose before we wrap up this episode and get ready, sit down. How excited are you for the final season, Ash? Are you?
Yeah, pretty excited. Getting more pumped. I watched all those IGN 5-minute recap videos last night just to prep for this. Got me excited to see. I mean, there's only 6 episodes left, so they're all going to be huge, you would imagine.
How many? I haven't watched those, but that might be a good idea. But I was watching some of the stuff that on the HBO Game Friends YouTube channel. They've got like interviews and stuff, and the cast, and talking about the history of the show and stuff. And the closer we've got to the season starting, the more excited I've got, because. Of course, if you watch the first season of South King's Landing, wasn't the biggest. Like, I didn't hate last season, but obviously when it came to us, for instance, if I hated it, I wouldn't have rewatched the last episode ever. Like, if I hated it, I wouldn't have even done that. But I did go watch it, and I'm like, I didn't dislike it so much as I did at the time, because of course I know what I think about the episode now, and I was able to just kind of sit there and watch it for what it is. But I did have a lot of writing problems the last season, especially when it came to the people just time traveling across the map, like teleporting like they're in a video game.
Yeah, fast travel, yeah.
yeah, fast travel stuff became quite annoying. I could give it a pass if they only did it like once or something, and I kind of just whatever, but it was...
That's just the world they live in now. They invented...
It was happening constantly, and there was all sorts of weird stuff happening.
They don't have time for extended travels.
Apparently not, no. Scenes. But with all that said, rewatching that final episode recently of the last season, and just seeing that dragon at the end knock down the wall, and then just seeing the White Walkers and the music kick in, and it's like goes to blank. I'm like, yes, I'm ready to see. And the other thing, of course, is this Game of Thrones is one of those rare shows where I've been watching it every single episode as it aired since season one, week to week to week to week. You know, there's not actually that many shows I can say I've done that for, like actually yeah. watched it in time on a weekly basis from start to finish. So yeah, I'm pretty excited. Of course, it's been nearly 10 years. It's like, that's quite a long, it's like basically 9 years, I guess. Cause if you take it's 8 seasons, but there was a break. So I think it's like 9 years, I think. Yeah. So I'm pretty keen, of course. Pretty keen. And we're only a couple days to wait by the time this episode's out. So, hopefully you enjoyed this predictions episode of the show. Thank you for joining us on it, South of King's Landing. We, of course, will be back next week and each and every following week after that when the show returns, as we'll be discussing, extrapolating, and hopefully being wowed by each episode as it comes out. I'm scared for the runtime of some of these episodes, potentially, if they've got 90-minute fucking movies for me to watch, and then I'm like, how am I supposed to do an episode of this show that's not like fucking 14-hour breakdowns? But we'll see how we go.
We'll find out,
yeah. You can watch the video version of this show, of course, where you can see our lovely faces at youtube.com/explosionnetwork, where you should subscribe, like the video, and ring the bell so you don't miss any future episodes of South of King's Landing. Or if you'd rather just listen to the audio version of the show, it is available on all podcasting services, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and whatever else. Just search for South of King's Landing, of course. You can follow me on Twitter at Viva La Dill, VivaLadill. You can follow Ash on Twitter at Ashley Hobby, AshleyHobbley. And you can follow Explosion Network, of which this is a production of, at Explosion Pod. Thank you. Until next week, the North remembers.